in Seattle,
Seattle.
And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you,
because
we're the realtors that you can trust. So go to RodandDonceDown.com.
Now here's those boyhood friends, Ron and Dave. I mean, Ron and Delbert. I'm just kidding. Here's Ronna and Donna.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? It's a Friday, and it's our real estate only show. We do this every Friday. Yep.
Yeah, well, what's up, Ron and Don Nation? You can find us at ronanddonsitdown.com.
Yeah. Hey, today, I just want to tell you a story. Ron, I'm going to tell a story. It's a pretty common story, because no matter whether the market is going up or down, real estate still happens. Homes still have to be sold. And I just want to share a story with you today about one of our clients named Sherry, right? Her daughter, who listened to the Ron and Don show forever, she reached out one day and said, hey, would you guys be willing to do a Ron and Don sit down with my mom? And we said, yeah. And she says, you know what? She's a little challenged with technology. So is it something that we could all do together and find out if we'd be a good fit? She has a home down in the South End, down in Tacoma, and her spouse, her husband of many decades, had just passed away in this very house. Sometimes for people, and Ron, talk about this a little bit, sometimes people want to stay in that home because it's comforting. Other times we see our clients when a spouse passes, they want to get out because of all the memories. And specifically, if the person died in a specific room, in a particular bed, it's a bed that you used to sleep in with them, and now all of a sudden they're gone, you can really end up feeling isolated and lonely. And there's other humans that find comfort in that too, right?
Yeah, well, I think that one of the things I've learned a lot about just through dealing with all our clients with our real estate business is the variety of responses to grief and the variety of ways people process grief and the timelines they have around grief. And so for one person, like I know of one man whose wife died, and to this day, I mean, it's been several years ago now, to this day, all her clothes are still in the closet. All the photographs are still on the wall. That is, he even has a new girlfriend now. And it's like, hey, if we're going to date, you just need to know that my wife who passed away, all her stuff is still in the house. And so he's open about it and shares stuff about it. But like, that's his process. Mm-hmm. It just is going to take him a longer time and a very long time to process and let go of those things. And for him, he likes going in the closet. And his clothes are on one side, her clothes are on the other, and that gives him some sort of comfort. Other people, when they have someone pass, feel tremendous guilt. They feel like, my significant other passed. What do I do? They collected whatever they collected.
We had a gentleman that passed of cancer, and he collected baseball cards, a whole house full of baseball cards. It was almost hoarding baseball cards and baseball memorabilia. And it got to the point where this became a big business for him. And he started selling, buying, trading these things. And then when he passed suddenly for cancer, it was his partner that was left behind. And she's like, I don't know the value of these cards. What do I do with these cards? I sell these cards. If I get rid of these cards, am I not honoring him? What do I do with the money? Is it okay to, it becomes very confusing because people feel like they need to honor, and I get that they need to honor those things and not just throw them away carelessly.
Yeah. And so the other one that has been interesting to me is there are people, and I think a lot of people more than we think, that have a very deep and profound relationship with the books in their lives. And they have a lifetime of books.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know what to do with these because they get a sense of well-being by them being around. Mm-hmm. And knowing I've read all these books, but if I need them, I know where they are. I can go back and look at them or reference something. And so there are situations like this where it's just a wide spectrum. And so a life event happens, and now a person needs to respond to that. And I really enjoy that moment where someone gets a release, Now, I put something up on my Facebook the other day, and I think it was on the Rich Roll podcast. I saw a guest that he had just excerpted, and he said, hey, life is suffering. There's suffering in all of our lives. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, a meaning of life, I don't know if it's the meaning of life, but a meaning of life is to alleviate the suffering of another person. If you can do that for someone else and alleviate some of their suffering, that is a life well lived. That is meaningful to do in your life. And so there are moments in these Ronadon sit downs and as we go through a real estate journey with someone where you've alleviated their suffering, whether that's mental suffering, physical suffering, emotional suffering. They have been suffering because something profound happened in their life. And sometimes it's as simple as to go, we are going to honor these possessions. We're going to find, we've done a couple times, we've done a little ceremony with people. We're like, we're going to bring the family. I remember a person that moved out of Green Lake and we said, we're going to get the whole family into this living room around the kitchen table before we move anything out. And we're going to honor this place. This building housed a lot of holidays. There's a lot of memories here. There's a lot of family time that happened in these rooms. And before we start tearing carpets out or painting walls, we're going to get all the principals here, all the kids, anybody that wants to come. And there was, I think, a grandchild that came that used to run around Green Lake and pop in and see grandma. And we all got together in that room and we said, let's just take a minute and honor this room. Marie Kondo, I saw this concept of like, this building served you well. It protected you from the rain. It was a place to get warm meals. It was a place that you could sleep and feel safe at night. We're going to honor this space. And for that family, that was meaningful to say, we're planting a flag in the ground right now that something, a different chapter of life is now happened. We're going to honor this place and respect this place and recognize what it did for us and then what it is now. It's changing from a place where we lived and gave us shelter and safety. And now it's transformed right before our eyes into a financial vehicle. It is now a piece of property that we're going to try to get the highest and best use out of. And so marking that for some people is really significant. And it gives them a relief from that suffering that they've had around these issues.
Because now the house is no longer a house. It's an asset. And your house and your home is wherever you're going. Your house and your home, I always tell my son, wherever our pictures are, that's where our house and our home is. And in this particular case, Sherry's like, I'm ready. This is just months later. I'm ready to go. You know, I watched my mom go through this. It took years for her to process and go through her husband's things. And then I think she got to a point where she was ready to make some changes. But
yeah, there's more suffering to stay than there would be to leave.
Yeah. So, but it's different and the process is different. And the point is we recognize that. So it's a very beautiful thing when our lives somehow get to intersect with yours and everybody, when they lose a spouse or a partner, I think Ron's point is, and he said it beautifully, we all process that differently. We're on a different time continuum. And I feel like what we do, because we know a lot of you just from the years of building trust and friendship on the radio together, we try to very delicately, when we become a team, to intersect, to go at your pace or your parents' pace. And it seems like all the homes that we're bringing on right now have this common thread of somebody lost a partner. Typically, there's a child that gets in touch with us that listened to us on the radio and said, can you help my mom? Can you help our dad? We trust you.
Yeah, and I think the thing that you're very good at and we try to do is to establish, stop looking in the rearview mirror. Not that you can never look in the rearview mirror, but let's look through the windshield and what is next for you. And once someone crystallizes on what is next, then a lot of this stuff can start to release and a lot of the pressure can go away because you know, this is what I'm going to do next. Here's where I'm going to go. this is what my next chapter is going to look like. Here's the amount of possessions I'm going to have in that next chapter. This is where the location is going to be. And you, when you have something to look forward to, it really helps you getting out of that stuck place. And I would just also like to say, in terms of this one particular client that you said, is I, for one, and I'm sure I can't speak for you, but I think I can. We take it very seriously to say we're there to protect you from this, the process as well. So like we have your back, and if you're not good with technology or you're not good with contracts, that's what I'm there for. It's like, I want to guard and protect from someone. We've had another client where, they found out that a parent died, and they try to scalp the property for under market value, because they know that the family's in distress. They know that someone may have passed away. And you'll have these vultures that come in and have a bot that's going through death records, and then they swoop in and try to take advantage of people in their grief. And you and I will, like, we get the battle armor on for that. It's like, no, that is, you're not taking money out of the pocket of this family just because they're going through a grief period right now. And that, nothing gets me more angry than someone, a predator, when someone's dealing with grief.
Yeah. I've been dealing with calls all week from wholesalers that are trying to buy a property that we're going to represent over on the east side. And I'll tell you more about it when we're ready to sell it. By the time you hear this, the property in Tacoma, I can talk about it, 'cause it'll be up for sale. We're having an estate sale there, and we're marketing this estate sale right now, 'cause all these things have been left behind, and the family came, they got their stuff. The father lost his wife. He is now in a care facility. You can see the last days he spent in this house, and he had a fall, right? And so now he's somewhere where he can get the care that he needs. So now the children have stepped in, they're taking care of this. And as a result, the estate sale has been published. And so everyone that has those bots is coming out of the woodwork, and they're trying to take this house and buy this house off market. And we've just told the family members, hey, just have them contact me. Have them contact me and deal with me. And that's what Ron's talking about when it comes to protection. There's a lot of pressure that you feel in a real estate transaction. And there's even a lot more pressure when there's someone who used to be there who's not there anymore, and the family is still processing and accepting that. We know that's very delicate, and we handle those. We try to meet you wherever you are in that process. And some people are whole and healed, and other people are still desperately hurting. And I know for our client staying in this home, it was hurting her. So now she's in a new place. Our teams are in there. We're adding a lot of vitality to this home. And here's the thing that I do. You may have a contractor that comes in and says, hey, we got to redo this bathroom. Let's gut it. It's going to be $35,000. This particular house, you're not going to get that money back in the sale. So we're not going to do that. We're instead going to spend $2,000 on paint and pulls and do some other things in this bathroom to jazz it up and shower heads and make it look amazing. And it's going to look like we did $35,000 worth of work, but we did $2,000 worth of work, and we're going to get that money back, because now this bathroom is going to help sell the house and drive profit and make more money. And that's the thing we have to remember. These homes that we live in that we feel nostalgia about, and I feel a lot of nostalgia about this house. But one day, I just know, when I built this house, I wasn't just building this house for me. I was building this house for someone else generationally, because it's built so well, it's going to be around when I'm no longer here. And that's why there's notes in the walls, and maybe there's some bottles and some other things that we left around here when we were building this house. The house is now an asset. For older people, it's a piggy bank, and they have to unlock the piggy bank, especially for the partner that was left behind, in order to take those net proceeds and look through the front windshield of their life. And as Ron just said, stop looking in the rear view mirror. That's what we're here for. RonAndDonSitDown.com. We're very excited about some of the homes that we're bringing on this spring. And Ron, it's really interesting that there's this common thread. So if you're out there, this story resonates with you, Ron and I might just be your realtors.
Yeah, so. And what I'm hoping is that we will pop into your mind when you are at a, you know, come up here on Easter, you're going to be around family. You're like, oh, I didn't know that aunt and uncle so-and-so that, you know, something happened. I'm hoping that Ron and Don pop into your mind and you go, oh, I got the solution for you. It's Ron and Don.
Yeah.
So feel free to recommend us, send someone our contacts, even contact us on behalf of them. And we really do. That's one of the things I love most about the job is being able to help with that.
Yeah. And we are regional, so we don't just stay in one neighborhood. So we have listeners that have listened to us for years and listened to this podcast all over the place. So we've sold homes from Woodby Island all the way down to Olympia, all the way out to Wenatchee. And of course, the East Side in here in Seattle. Doing a lot of business on the East Side right now. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Ron and Don Show. If you need us as realtors, broadcasters, or your friends, all you have to do is just reach out.
Yeah, you can email me directly, ron@ronanddon.com. You can even call me if you want. My phone number is on the website. And you can also just fill out one of our forms, and it will notify us at ronanddon.com.
If I fill out a form, will it notify me about myself?
It
that
will.
I'm trying to get in touch with me?
Yes.
I should
use
that.
A fake name, though.
Sometimes I'm out of touch with myself, so I should send myself a note.
Use a fake name, and then you won't know that it was you.
Will it put myself on my calendar?
Yes, it will.
Head up, shoulders back, ronanddonsitdown.com. Have a great Friday, you guys. And don't forget, every Friday, a real estate only show drops. And if you feel like this would be helpful for someone you love and care about, just take this show and just hit forward and send it to them. Okay? Yeah. Always here for you. Thanks to Mitch.Loans, too. If you need a loan, Mitch.Loans. Thanks to Les Schwab. And also thanks to those great realtors, Ron and Dawn. Thanks for giving this podcast. We are heading toward 2 million plays in the past couple of years. Amazing stuff, you guys. Hey, for Ron, myself, Charlie the dog, keep your head up and your shoulders back. And here comes my son to lock us out. You're listening to the Ron and Don Show. All right! On the Ron and Don Radio Real Estate Network.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back and keep blowing that trumpet, and we'll see you next time.
Only!
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 Only on the Ron and Don Radio Network.